Our next meeting is the regular City Council study session. Again, welcome everyone and excuse Council Members Glover and Finter. The first item on our agenda is to review agendas for both the July 1st and July 8th Council meetings. So looking first at the July 1st Council meeting. Please refer to the agendas. Items item three is approval of minutes. Four are liquor licenses. Agenda item five is approving purchasing contracts. Item six is approving various resolutions. Item seven is approving some resolutions related to personnel rules. Item eight is setting a public hearing on a zoning ordinance. Nine is taking public comment on an ordinance. And 10 is a subdivision plat. Council, any questions related to the July 1st Council meeting agenda? Hearing none, I guess we can assume that it's still okay to proceed with these items on the consent agenda. Okay, now looking at the July 8th agenda. Again, beginning with agenda item three is liquor license applications. And four are approval of purchasing contracts. Agenda item five are resolutions.
Mayor.
Yes.
Maybe when we complete, we would like to make a brief presentation on 4N. Just to show, remind the council of that project as we continue the improvements on the Fiesta District going west.
Great.
To Tempe.
That's a great subject. I'm sure we'd like to hear.
Okay.
Mr. Cavanaugh in particular, I'd like to hear more about that. Welcome, Beth.
Let's see if I can get to our little slides here. We thought we'd just do a quick update on the project. Many of you remember that part of the 2008 bond package was for the phase one of the Southern Avenue Fiesta District streetscape improvements. We're currently coming forward with the construction contract to build the second phase. It's approximately the same length as the first phase. We'll be continuing on with some of the elements you saw in the first phase. Bus stops, you can see in the lower left. The monuments that you see above are the ones off of Dobson, I believe, or Alma, excuse me. And we will be putting similar monuments at the Tempe Canal, welcoming people into Mesa. You can see the on the lower right, you can see the pathways that are being connected. The current project will connect those pathways at the east end at the Tempe Canal, and there'll be a way to get off of these paths onto the canal as well. We're continuing along with the bioswales along the development to take the stormwater and do them in a more environmentally friendly method rather than taking them down to retention facilities. So, and many of the other elements such as the light poles and some of the signature elements we included in the very first phase, we're continuing on now all the way to the Tempe Canal. This is Dobson and Southern. It has a little bit of a different flavor to it, similar in the pavement markings, the confetti paving on the corners, some of the Fiesta elements you've seen all the way along. We aren't putting large monuments at this site. If you recall, in the southwest corner, Banners invested in a sizable monument, and currently MCC is preparing to build a new monument site on the southeast corner. We elected to allow those monuments to kind of stand out a little more. You'll see the vertical monuments I talked about a minute ago. Those are going in just east of the canal. These are the Fiesta monuments that will be east of Dobson, very similar to what you see today. This is the ground level view at the intersection. We'll be doing some seat walls, some separation of pedestrians from traffic, but we will be doing, you won't be seeing the larger monuments that you see over at Alma and Southern. Just a whole different character at this intersection. And that's about it, but we will be starting construction as soon as we get the contract approved and continuing forward with that project.
Thank you. Beth, Council, any questions? I know we're also, as I understand it, working with Mesa Community College with regard to the monument signage
yes,
in
are.
Front there, and is the same true for Banner? Are we doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so. We're coordinating with both of those.
Yeah.
And I think
employers.
The other thing that was important to MCC is on the light poles, we'll have the
banners.
We'll be able to attach the banners.
Banner
that was important
hardware.
To them.
today, if you drive down there, they've got their 50th anniversary banners on all the curved light poles.
Great. Yeah, that looks great. I know everyone loves to advertise, so that will help brand that part of town for MCC. That's a great idea. Thank you, Beth. Great presentation. All right, that takes us through agenda item 4N for the July 8th council meeting. Moving on to agenda item 5, resolutions. Agenda item 6, taking actions on resolutions. And that's pretty much...
Mayor?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I think we just have a briefing on... Six, there he is. He was wearing a suit, so I didn't recognize him. So, sorry, Jim. I have Jim and Christine come forward and make a presentation.
Great.
And Dan.
Mayor and Council, the proposed changes on the terms and condition are largely structural, and they're to avoid any conflict with state law. Currently, the terms and conditions, and it deals with really providing water and wastewater services in the county, sort of a starting point. This is all changes regarding that. Currently, the terms and conditions, the starting point is that we provide water and wastewater services in the county subject to certain limitations and exceptions. And what this does, the changes, is change the starting point to say that the city will not provide water or wastewater services in the county unless you annex into the city. With exceptions, and if you meet those exceptions, we'll provide the services. In the end, we're actually at the same point. The only difference is part of the utility service agreement that's currently required is that there'll be a waiver of any sort of conflict with the state law. So those are the changes. They're largely structural. There's also a few cleanup changes, some artifacts that have just been in the document for some time, and so you'll see some of those changes.
Great. Thank you, and I know some of us have been briefed by both you and Ms. Solanka about this topic, so I'm comfortable moving forward. Council, any questions or concerns about that? Okay. Great. Thank you very much. So that is agenda item 6 for the July 8th council meeting. 7 is taking public comment on some ordinances. 8, again, public comments on some planning and zoning ordinances. 9 is approving some subdivision plats. And 10 is items not on the consent agenda. And we have some items from the Planning and Zoning Board. John, would you like to update us on what's going on with these projects?
Yes, sir, I'd love to.
Thank you.
Start with this one. This, several years ago, the council approved some change to the ordinance that allows the Planning and Zoning Board to make decisions on site plans, but always leaves the opportunity for appeals to council. And we haven't had to use this very often, so that's why we want to take a moment at this study session just go ahead and remind you of the process and give you a little bit of background on this particular item that's actually on your next agenda, so you'd be prepared for this. We're talking about a piece of property on North Dobson across the street east from the New Riverview Park. The request has been to place a convenience store on this property. And it fits right in there just south of Mesa Riverview Drive and south of the bank that's there, again, just east opposite the park. So I just want to let you see that context for where it's going. And this is a site plan that's been proposed and reviewed by staff and by the Planning and Zoning Board. It's a fairly typical design with the gas pumps located parallel along Dobson Road with driveways north and south going out to provide the access. One of the primary concerns that staff and has had with this particular case is because of the original approval of the Riverview site plan, that drive on the north was not intended to have any driveway access to it along Mesa Riverview Drive. And the bank on the north does not have any driveways there. And this now is proposing one in a fairly high volume driveway that would intersect close to the intersection. We have a lot of pedestrian traffic now that crosses that way. And so that's been kind of our primary concern. We think there could be some better site plan designs that might rotate this in other directions. The applicant has not been willing to do that. They feel like this is the best design for the site. And so that's why we're here. When this comes to council next week, you'll have 4 options. One would be to support the Planning and Zoning Board recommendation or their action on denial. A second option is to approve the site plan as it's been submitted and requested by the applicant. A third option would be to look at this and suggest some changes to the site plan and approved a modified site plan other than one that's been submitted. And a fourth choice would be to send it back to Planning and Zoning Board with some comments and direction for their continued work on the site. So that's just, again, just a quick background about what is being requested and what your choices are. You have any questions at this point?
Thank you. Mr. Richardson.
So over the last month, since the denial of planning and zoning, I've been working with the applicant pretty extensively on some elevations, landscaping on the front. They aren't comfortable with the canopy. I think the proposed redesign by staff was to put the canopies on the south side of the site.
Rotate 90 degrees.
Which I feel very uncomfortable with. It butts up against a restaurant that's going into that area. They talked to the restaurant about it, and they feel much more comfortable with the proposed car wash there with some, they've designed some screening for the car wash. But there's an outdoor patio on the north side of the building to the south of the site. And having the gas pumps facing the restaurant, I don't think would be a real great solution either. I understand the issue with the traffic conflict, but I'm not seeing any loading that's going to take place there. I mean, that's good. There's plenty of room for cars to move around once they come in. Most of the traffic that's going to be heading northbound on Dobson Road is going to use the south entrance to the car wash, not the north entrance, but you will get a little bit of traffic if there's northbound traffic accessing or coming straight through from the park. But I've been really pleased with what I've seen from the applicant as far as the increases in the quality of the design, and with appropriate landscaping and enforcement of the code to make sure the landscaping survives, I think it provides adequate screening for the gas pumps. I've never been one that thinks that the city should be designing what the private sector feels works for their business model. And in this case, I think we've kind of gone a little bit too far, but we have pushed the applicant quite a bit. There are a number of proposed improvements for the whole Riverview Shopping Center, and this is just one of them. So I think, you know, an exercise of good faith on this site would be would show some wisdom on the city's part. And so I would be in favor of passing this site plan with the changes that the applicant have made over the last month, and we'll have to figure out how to craft that into a motion appropriately or agendize it appropriately to reflect that. I'm not sure if staff has seen any of the improvements there, but if they haven't, they've gone through the neighborhood groups. The neighborhood groups are getting considerably more comfortable with the site. So I'd like to see this move forward, and, you know, we can make the motion with some of the changes that they've proposed, and hopefully over the next week we can make sure that staff gets those. Thank you.
Okay. If the applicant has come up with substantial changes to the plan that's different than what the Planning and Zoning Board saw and different than what staff has reviewed, then speaking for myself, I think that's a different plan, and it would seem like we owe it to the applicant to allow them to submit those changes for consideration. I would like certainly to get staff's point of view, but I wouldn't be opposed either if it's some substantial changes to sending it back to Planning and Zoning so that...
And Mayor, sir, that would be an option next week when we actually hold the hearing and have the discussion, or council can approve it without sending it back. Yeah. From what I've heard from Councilmember Richens and others, it sounds like it's not really a substantial change to the plan itself. It's some enhancements to the architecture and landscaping of this plan.
Yeah, it's not the site plan that's changed, and frankly, I don't think that the site plan needs to change. You know, but the improved elevations and landscaping is really the, you know, improving the aesthetics. This is going to be a very popular store. There's going to be a lot of people crossing that street, and I understand that, and they've accommodated quite a bit of pedestrian activities, and, you know, with the design right, you know, there's always automobile pedestrian conflict. I mean, people are crossing Dobson Road, which is going to have considerably more traffic than the entrance to this convenience store. So, you know, I'd like to just see come to council. Let's see if we can't get it approved with the proposed improvements. I don't see any reason for it really to go back to P&Z, because it's just going to bounce back to us at some point with whatever their decision is. We ultimately have the decision. Let's step up and make it.
I don't disagree, but I do value the opinions of Planning and Zoning. That's why we have a Planning and Zoning Board. It's not just to skip over them.
We're so, not skipping over them. They've had a review of it. Mm-hmm.
Well, if there's no real difference between what they're proposing now, then I agree we're not skipping over them. So I guess I need to hear from the applicant and compare whether what we're voting on is the same thing that planning and zoning turned down 6-0 or not. And so I'm certainly open to hearing from them. And
Mayor, I'll reach out to the applicant and see if they can't supply us with those revised plans so we can get them to council before next week's meeting.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So that's agenda item 10 A and B on July the 8th. Item 11, items from citizens. Well, we'll find out then, won't we? Okay, council, any other questions? Obviously, agenda item 10 is off the consent for July the 8th, but I don't hear any others coming off at this point. All right, thank you. So we are back on our study session agenda. Item number 2 on the July 1st study session agenda is appointments to boards and committees. Hopefully you've all seen those proposed names. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Cavanaugh? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Item passes. Item number 3, information regarding the job order contracting projects. Council, any questions concerning those? Hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item 4, approval of minutes from the June 18th executive session. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Luna and Mr. Cavanaugh, thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Council, any? Yes, Mr. Luna.
Just really quickly, we submitted a recommendation for Fire Chief Harry Beck. He was selected as one of the top 3 finalists in the innovative category of the Healthcare Heroes Award by the Phoenix Business Journal. And he was selected out of a number of applicants. I think there were 164, something like that. So he's one of the top 3. The Healthcare Heroes Program honors those medical professionals in the Phoenix area who have improved healthcare and have saved lives. We submitted a nomination of the Mesa Fire Medical Department's Community Care Program because of its innovative model in providing unconventional ways of serving the medical needs of our community. And I'd like to also recognize Fire Captain Dale Krogan. He was also one of the top 3 finalists in the healthcare education category. And if we could have them stand up. They're both
please.
Here.
Please, yes. Chief, please stand up. Congratulations on receiving the award.
And the awards program is going to be held on August 20th.
Great. Well, congratulations. We're kind of used to our fire department receiving awards, so thanks for continuing to pile on. Council, any other meetings or conferences attended? Yes, Mr. Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to report you and I attended this morning the ribbon cutting and opening of the Hacienda Children's Hospital in the Fiesta District. This is a project in which the city was an early partner using community development block grant monies, and we had the groundbreaking last September on your first day in office, and 9 months later they're done. And I think their first patients will come later this month, the 15th. But it's a very unique facility providing subacute care to families and children in the East Valley right now. If you need that kind of care, you've got to go to Phoenix for those facilities. And so we're very glad to have another first-class health-related organization within our community. It's one that later this month we'll have a coffee with a council member there, and we'll get information out for people who weren't able to come this morning to be able to see the facilities on July 31st. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a great event. It's nice to have a new children's hospital that fits the gap between acute hospital and non-acute, so that the families that are facing those challenges don't have to drive out of town. So that is a nice addition to our community, and welcome to Hacienda Healthcare. Any other meetings or conferences? Mr. Thompson.
I was wondering if it would be okay to have Beth come up and talk a little bit about the APWA award that the city is receiving on July 15th.
Absolutely.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
I was wondering who would be getting the APWA
award.
So, I mean,
you were on pins and needles.
Is there a spoiler alert here?
Yes.
Okay.
We were notified earlier this year, about a month or two ago, I believe, that the Power Road Knowledge Corridor project. That is a joint project between us and the town of Gilbert and Maricopa County. I think you all got, some of you got to ride in a bucket up there and look at signs, has been selected as the American Public Works Association Project of the Year for this large size project category. And on July the 15th, we're all going to be going to a luncheon where they're going to recognize the project and give us some type of award. So
very nice.
It was primarily recognized because of the regional cooperation, and the project is shared borders between cities and county, and the work that went in to recreate that area and redevelop it. So,
great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Mr. Thompson. If there's no other meetings, Mr. Brady. Tell us about the schedule. Thank you.
First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy new fiscal year. It's July 1st, so welcome to the new year. There'll be no study session tomorrow morning on Thursday. So our next study session council meeting will be a week from tonight, July 8th, and that will be our last council meeting for our summer break. So we'll celebrate after the 8th. This Saturday, July 4th, from 6 to 10:30 p.m., we have the Arizona Celebration of Freedom event. It's a free event. We invite everybody to come downtown. It's at the, held at the Mesa Amphitheater and Convention Center. I think this is really interesting this year. We've added, there will be a naturalization ceremony at 7 p.m. So we invite everyone to come. I think it's 20 individuals representing 15 countries. I think that's the number, so it's pretty interesting. And of course, the what everybody's looking for, the fireworks will begin at 9:45 p.m. And then real quickly, Neil, hop up here real quickly. Mayor, Council, we are releasing today the annual report, community report for representing our activities for last year. We can forward a copy of this. We want everybody to forward this throughout the rest of the community. And so we'll just quickly go through to highlight. This is our, which year are we doing? Was this number two or three?
Three. This is number three.
Our third annual report. So, Neil, if you can just walk it through real quickly, please.
Sure. So, yeah, as Chris mentioned, this just kind of highlights the last fiscal year, some of the major accomplishments, really focusing on services and projects that the city has completed. So we also kind of highlight mayor and council there as well. So this is, you know, we're releasing this year. This is available now, talking a lot about different projects throughout the city. So it's online at mesaaz.gov. You can go there, click our About Us tab, and then you'll see the link on the left-hand side for the community annual report. We'll also be sharing this kind of through social media. You know, we've asked a lot of our departments to push this out through their newsletters and give it out to residents and some of their customers. So just wanted to come and share this with you today, let you know that it's available for your use. Feel free to share it with everyone.
Wanted to see that picture of the council again.
Wow. This is our self-certification article. We have the fastest turnaround in the West. And then we just kind of wrap things up with budget and then advertising some city facilities and then reminding everyone to shop in Mesa.
Please forward it to everyone you know.
Okay. Great. Thank you. So this will be available electronically, and then we'll push it out to through social media.
Yeah, it's available right now, so great. We can send it out.
You can do social media, Facebook. That's well suited for that.
Everything. Yep.
Okay.
Amazing.
Great.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. All right. Next item on our agenda is to adjourn. Is there a motion to do so? We have to. I'm sorry. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We will reconvene upstairs for the formal council meeting.